Hello, podcast land. This is Dondre Scott with his very first installment of How to Write Fiction. Now, fiction is a very interesting topic. I like fiction because fiction means anything can happen. If you go into fiction, somebody can jump off a building and land on the ground and not die, and I like that because dying sucks. But fiction is pretty cool to write because, like I said, you can do anything, but also just like the symbolism of what it is that you can do is honestly pretty cool. Like, take, for example, X-Men, like, super, DC Universe, like, stuff like that. Like, there's so many symbolisms in the comics, the movies, that is just so awesome. And I just love the idea of having superpowers. I just love it, love it, love it. But anyway, as I said, so fiction and how to write it. There are multiple ways to go about writing fiction. My personal way is something I call the brain dump, which is when I take every sort of idea that I have for like a story or a topic that I'm trying to write, and I just dump it out on a page or what have you, however you brain dump, whatever, and I just dump it. And I don't let my mind be constrained to what is possible and what is not. So let's say I'm trying to come up with like a plot line. I could be like, supervillain, you know, blows up the world and the hero has to fly into outer space to find new allies. Like, I will put that down just to let my mind, like, expand. Because when you let your mind expand, you allow for more of free thinking, and you can find ideas that way. Whereas if you constrained yourself into like something like, oh, I can't do that because that just doesn't make sense, then you're going to miss like something that could actually be really important or like a key topic. So the brain dump, that's my preferred mode of like brainstorming for a topic, which also goes very well for any sort of like brainstorming tasks, whether it's like a character or like a setting or what have you. It just works well all around. So moving forward, as a writer, I know that I can create a story in from just about anything, from real world events to things that like just catch my interest. Like, I could watch a movie or a TV show, or I could read another book, and something in it could inspire something that I could write. But also, I know that it's possible for me to draw inspiration to write an actual story from a character that I develop. More than once, I've come up with the concept of like a character, and I'm just like, oh, this is a really awesome character. But what could I do with her? And then I would continue and create an actual world, a story, and in the course of like 24 hours, I've created like a story with like an actual decent plot, and it's pretty interesting. And I know that that's a fun way to do it, because like, you're not focusing on the plot first, you're focusing on the character. And it's always a unique route to go because of the fact that like the character, that's like what you're focusing on. And it's just like fun to think about that. And this is like a very, I wouldn't say overlooked type of way to do it, but like, I feel like people tend to think that like, when like somebody writes fiction, like they get the story first, and that's not very true. You tend to create your characters first. You think of like a character that is awesome. And I know for me, that's how a lot of my stories do start. Now, I'm sorry we don't have as much time as we would like. I wish I could keep talking, but I can't. But tune in next time for How to Write Fiction, and I will continue on by giving you some of my personal stories that I am writing. And yeah, see you guys next time. Bye-bye.